Welcome to the Flutter 101 podcast, a podcast focusing on Flutter and Dart. My name is Vince Varga, and welcome to the show. In today's short episode, I wanted to share with you a very interesting open source project, Widgetbook. My guest is Lukas Josefiak, and he's the co-founder of Widgetbook. Widgetbook is, and I quote, a Flutter package which helps developers cataloging their widgets, test them quickly on multiple devices and themes, and share them easily with designers and clients. It is a problem that I probably faced at every team and project I worked on, and on some teams, we even tried to implement some sort of secondary application just to showcase, document, and test our reusable components and pages. So I was very glad that Lukas decided to join me for an episode. Widgetbook is inspired by Flutterbook and Storybook.js. Maybe that sounds familiar to some of you. Before we get started, I would like to apologize for the audio quality from my microphone. I was not recording from home and I didn't have my regular mic with me, but I hope the quality is still good enough and I hope that you will enjoy this episode. So let's jump to the interview and take a better look at what this package can do for you. Welcome, Lukas. Thank you for joining.
Welcome. Thanks for having me, Vince.
Before we jump into today's topic, could you please introduce yourself? Where are you from? What do you do? What are you working on?
Yes, sure. As Vince already described it, I'm Lukas. I'm from Germany. I'm a big Flutter enthusiast, and I'm currently starting a startup around Flutter. I'm with a team of two more friends of mine. Currently we're developing an open source package, which is called Widgetbook. And yeah, I hope it really helps the Flutter community a lot.
Could you share a little bit about why you are a Flutter enthusiast and why you think it's an interesting technology?
Yeah, sure. So I've been interested in mobile development for quite some time now. And when I met my my co-founder Jens, he told me about Flutter, and for me it was really fascinating how quickly it was possible now to develop applications. So it was a lot faster than with the other technologies that I was aware of, which was already quite nice. And then we realized that there are probably a lot of opportunities because Flutter was, and I mean maybe is, still quite young. And especially when we started out with Flutter, there were some opportunities where we sensed, okay, that would maybe be possible to develop something that allows Flutter developers to accelerate the already fast development process in Flutter even more. And that's where we started out and tried to build a development tool for Flutter developers.
And could you tell a little bit more about the founding of the startup? So who is on your team and when did you start?
Yeah, sure. Actually, we started out last year. And as I told you, we sensed multiple opportunities. And in the beginning, we didn't really know on what aspects we should focus on. And what we did then, we tried to get in touch with as many Flutter developers as we could. So we texted many developers, for example, on LinkedIn or via Twitter. We went to Flutter meetups. We tried to interview colleagues in near our university here in Germany, and by talking to all of those Flutter developers, we could somehow in the beginning prioritize which problems were the most severe among developers, and at some point we realized, okay, now we might actually have a case. And then we started out and developed first prototypes for our solutions. And then we quickly realized that the problem that we are working on currently is actually the most interesting one for us, and that the solution that we are aiming for is quite interesting for the developers as well. And therefore, we then decided to write a business plan and apply for funding. Finally, we received it. We are very happy now that the team of three that we consist of currently are financed until July of the next year. And yeah, therefore we have about 1 year to develop a tool that really pushes the Flutter community forward.
Okay, thank you. And could you maybe introduce or tell more about the product that you are developing? And I think you also mentioned that it is open source. So how can we try it out?
Yes, sure. What we discovered is that when you develop applications in Flutter, at some point when the app is getting larger, it is getting quite difficult to still keep track of all the widgets that have been developed and to still keep an overview. And therefore, we realized that especially in bigger applications, it sometimes happens that developers develop widgets twice or even more times because they can't really know, okay, has this widget already been developed or not? And therefore, we developed a solution that allows Flutter developers to really easily organize all of their widgets. And when you organize your widget with our open source package, you get an overview, and you get also like very, very easily a preview for your widget, which and this overview is also easily shareable. So if you would like to share this overview with your designers to accelerate your review process, that is very easily done. Or you could also share it with your clients. That will work as well. And what would also work is that the preview that I was talking about, we can allow you to not only have this preview on let's say on a blank surface, but you can see it for multiple devices, and you can define those devices yourself. So you could, for example, say, okay, I want to test my application and therefore also my widgets on let's say 6 different devices. And normally when you want to test your app on 6 devices, you would need to run six different emulators to test it on. But with our tool, you do not need to run all those emulators. So you can, even while developing, you will save a lot of time testing on multiple devices. And you can also quickly toggle between themes. So you could customize a light mode or a dark mode and test your widgets very, very quickly by just toggling one button on our widget book.
Okay. So what your product, just to make sure that I understand it correctly. So what your product is doing is that we can basically categorize and show and share widgets, mainly like among the team, between designers and developers, and also it is also probably interesting only for developers, so that they know what are the widgets that they already built and they can use. And so the users of the widget book can also check out the like different sizes, different themes, or maybe dark theme, light theme, iOS, Android, and all that, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, to sum it up in just one or two sentences, it really allows developers to build the widgets quicker because it allows them to test them quickly on multiple devices and themes. And then it allows them to organize widgets easily and to accelerate or to improve the collaboration between developers, designers, and clients.
Okay. So you also mentioned that Widget Book is open source, and but you also started a startup, and you are working on something else. And you also mentioned collaboration and things like that. So what is open source and what isn't? So what is a service and what is available for everyone for free?
Yes. So currently it's pretty easy. So currently everything I just described is open source. So what we did is we launched our package about 3 weeks ago. We are still improving it on a daily basis. We are currently working on our next pull request, so we'll be releasing the newest version, which will have some improvements in the next days. So in the beginning, everything is open source, but in the future, we'll be developing a hosted solution for the widget book, so that this collaboration feature that I described will even become more and more important, and will even become more interesting for teams, because in this current stage, what you can already do is you can test your widgets on multiple themes and devices. That already works. You can organize your widgets in our widget book, that works as well. But the collaboration feature in this current stage is not perfect. So because currently what you can do is you can share the widget book with your designers who have access to your local server and to your GitHub, but in the future we are aiming to host our package or host the widget book of our users on a web server, which will allow everyone who simply has the link to the widget book to access it. So it will be really a lightweight solution, because what we figured out is that designers what we figured out especially is that there is an issue in the collaboration process between designers and developers, that they are working on different tools, and whenever the developer wants to receive feedback from the designer, if the developer implemented the design of the designer correctly, then either he needs to create an APK for the designer, or he would take a screenshot and ask the designer, hey, did I implement this widget correctly? And that's often really, really a hassle. I mean, creating an APK always is a tedious effort for the developer. Taking just a screenshot often doesn't contain every information that is necessary for the designer to like really be able to give precise feedback. And by being able to host the widget book on a web server, the designer can like really, really quickly access it. Doesn't need to download or install any third party tool. And then we will provide a chat feature where the designer can like quickly quickly give his feedback. If something doesn't work, he can for example, if the button was implemented in green, let's say, but the designer wanted to have the button in blue, the designer can quickly use the chat functionality to say, hey, please change the color of this button to the color that I would like to have. For the client, it's the same problem. I mean, when you are, for example, an app agency and you develop apps for your clients, then you often have the issue that the client is either most of the times the client is not even able or doesn't really know about IDEs. They often don't want to access GitHub, or the developers don't want the clients to have access to the GitHub to show them, okay, what is the progress of the project. And by allowing the client as well to just access access your widget books, or access the overview of your widgets and pages via a web browser, will definitely be a way easier solution.
Okay. So what I wanted to ask next is that if, let's say, I have a project and we have a bunch of widgets, but we don't use Widgetbook or any other similar solutions yet.
No.
But basically, we have a team of developers and we want to put some of our widgets into this Widgetbook. How do I start? So what do I need to do?
Yeah, so what you would need to do is you would need to go on PubDev and search for Widgetbook. And then, as with every other widget, you simply put our dependency in your PubSpec YAML file. And then we recommend a certain structure. I mean, that's of course something that every developer can decide for himself. But we always recommend to create a new folder outside of your lib folder in your project, and in this folder you can put two files. The first one would be a new main method, but here it's really important that it's outside of the lib folder, and in this main method you would create a new widget. For example, you could name it Storybook, and then you create the second file, and the second file would now be Storybook.dart, and in this Storybook.dart you would return our widget book, and here you could define all of your widgets and all of your stories.
Okay. So I would need to list my widgets. And for example, if I have a graph, then I would, in the build method of these widget elements, or then yeah. I would need to figure out what data I give it, right?
Yeah. So what you would do is you would, when you return our widget book, you can define widget elements in the end. And, our widget element, that's a widget that comes with our widget book. You first of all define a name. Let's just say the name would be for one example. Let's say a custom icon button. That could be the name. And then what you can do, you can define stories for your widget. And a story now is one configuration of the widget. It is basically one use case. How you could implement it. And the stories argument then takes one story. For the story you could define a name. Let's say for this custom icon button, we want to display a save icon. So you could mm-hmm. name this story now a save icon. And then you would create the builder function. And that's the next argument that our story widget takes. And here you simply put your custom icon button. And for the custom icon button, you would now need to set the required parameters, if there are any. So if you're using required parameters here, that's the data that you were talking about that you would need to set here.
Let's say I have, I don't know, like primary buttons, secondary buttons, with text. So first I create the widget. Book.
Yeah.
You also have a widget book widget, right?
So, yeah. Yeah. Right.
And then it takes a bunch of categories and folders as well. So, are those interchangeable, or when do I need to use folders and categories and widget elements and stories? I don't know if it's interesting enough, but basically, I was wondering what are the differences between those different widgets and how do I need to structure them?
Yeah. Sure. Our structure basically looks like this: that on top you will have the category that you just talked about, and what we recommend and how our early users are using it, they put for the category, they put, for example, widgets, and that would be the first category, and the second category would be pages. So because our widget book can It can basically preview anything that you put into it. So you could preview or you could use it to organize your widgets, but you could also use it to organize and then share your widgets, your pages as well. And therefore, for the category, you could for example, say, okay, my category would be widgets. And then you have the option. It's not mandatory, but you have the option to use a folder. And the folder, for example, makes sense in the case that you just described, where you have multiple buttons. So you could, for example, have one folder which is called buttons, and then you could put all your different buttons in forms of widget elements inside this folder. But there will also be cases where there are no folders necessary. So for example, for the example app that we always provide on our GitHub and also on our pub dev site, we have a demo app which is called Meal App, and for our Meal App, we have for example a widget element which is called ingredients, and this ingredients widget element is just a list of ingredients, so it's just a list of strings basically, and here it's not necessary for this widget to be placed in a folder, so there it doesn't make sense. But if you have multiple buttons, you could definitely place them in folders just to keep it more organized. But our goal here is that you can basically have all the functionality to allow you to have a structure that replicates your widgets folder from your lib folder in your app.
Okay. I think I understand it. Okay, thank you. Is there anything else I forgot to ask you that you wanted to share with the listeners?
What currently is pretty interesting for our early users is as we just explored, we just started out. We launched our initial widget book version in the beginning of September, and we are currently interviewing all of our or trying to interview all of our early users and try to see in what segments can our package be improved, and where can we develop where can we provide even more value for the users, and therefore the earlier we have you on board, the earlier we can provide you with even more value, and especially since we are currently developing this hosted solution, so this basically this platform for hosting the widget books, there we are currently in touch with our users and pilot customers to develop the this hosted solution especially according to their needs. And if you are interested in having the solution that I just described, it would really be amazing to have you on board as early as possible, because thereby you would be able to kind of shape our project, especially according to your personal processes.
Okay. And I think I saw on your website widgetbook.io that we can also book a demo.
Yes.
Someone still has questions like, okay, how it looks like in action, and they can also book a quick demo, and you can show the widget book in action and guide them through. Is that right?
Yes, I mean that's totally right. I think by just listening to my explications here in an audio format, I think it's quite difficult to follow along and to really fully grasp all those details. And I think to have a visual explanation would be even better. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'm very happy and very open to give you a visual a demo. So that's definitely feasible. So you could just go on widgetbook.io, click on book demo, and yeah, I'll be very happy to give you a demo. Or what you could also do, you could contact us on our social media channels, either on Twitter or on LinkedIn. You could either find us on our Widget Book channels, or you could also text me personal on Twitter or on LinkedIn. And we also have a Discord channel for our early users, which you could enter as well. And you will find all those information either on our website, so on widgetbook.io, or on our PubDev site if you're searching for Widgetbook on PubDev.
Okay, awesome. Then I think so people can reach out to you on Twitter, LinkedIn, Discord. You have early adopters site as well, where you
yes
chat. And yeah, then okay, PubDev is also important. So it's open source and we can check it out on PubDev. The package name is WidgetBook. Yeah, then I think that's pretty much it. If you don't have anything else to mention, then I would like to thank you for joining. I really hope that some listeners can check out your package, and also I hope they will also enjoy using WidgetBook. And yeah, then just wanted to thank you again for joining. And if you don't have anything else to share right now, then I would also say goodbye.
Yes, thanks for having me, Vince. It was really fun talking to you. And yeah, I don't have anything further to add. So if you're open and want to and would like to test it, you probably by now have heard everything on how you could do it. And as I told you, we are always very, very, very happy and open to talk to early users or even people who are just interested in what we are doing. So yeah, feel free to contact us.
Okay, awesome. One thing I wanted to mention to our listeners, that all the links will be in the episode description. In all podcast apps, you can check them out, or the description will be also on flutter101.dev, and all the links will be there. So like personal Twitter, LinkedIn links, the startup Widget Book links, and everything will be in the episode description. Then thank you again for joining, and bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please do me a favor and recommend the episode to your friends. Both online and in-person recommendations are appreciated, so share either on social platforms such as Twitter and LinkedIn, or just mention the podcast to your coworkers and software developer friends. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so that you don't miss the next episode. The podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and many others. You can also listen to the podcast directly from your web browser on flutter101.dev, that is flutter101.dev. You will also find an RSS feed there. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, please rate and review. It only takes a couple of seconds and can help the podcast reach a bigger audience. Have a great day and see you next time.